Luke 4. But Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of the devil. And in those days he did not eat anything, and when they were finished, he hungered. And the devil said to him, If thou be Son of God, speak to this stone that it become bread. And Jesus answered unto him, saying, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, leading him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the habitable world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, I will give thee all this power and their glory, for it is given up to me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If therefore thou wilt do homage before me, all of it shall be thine. And Jesus answering him said, It is written, Thou shalt do homage to the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve. And he led him to Jerusalem, and set him on the edge of the temple, and said to him, If thou be Son of God, cast thyself down hence, for it is written, He shall give charge to his angels concerning thee to keep thee, and on their hands shall they bear thee, lest in any wise thou strike thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said to him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the devil, having completed every temptation, departed from him for a time. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a rumor went out into the whole surrounding country about him, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he was brought up. And he entered, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. And having unrolled the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to preach to captives deliverance, and to the blind sight, to send forth the crushed delivered, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And having rolled up the book, when he had delivered it up to the attendant, he sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon him. And he began to say to them, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And all bore witness to him, and wondered at the words of grace which were coming out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this the son of Joseph? And he said to them, You will surely say to me this parable, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard has taken place in Capernaum, do here also in thine own country. And he said, Verily I say to you that no prophet is acceptable in his own country. But of a truth I say to you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, so that a great famine came upon all the land. And to none of them was Elias sent, but to Sarepta of Sidonia, to a woman that was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but Naaman the Syrian. And they were all filled with rage in the synagogue, hearing these things. And rising up, they cast him forth out of the city, and led him to the brow of the mountain upon which their city was built, so that they might throw him down the precipice. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way, and descended to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbaths. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with authority. And there was in the synagogue a man having a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried with a loud voice, saying, Ah! What have we to do with thee, Jesus, Nazarene? Hast thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out from him. And the demon, having thrown him down into the midst, came out from him without doing him any injury. And astonishment came upon all, and they spoke to one another, saying, What word is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And a rumor went out into every place of the country round concerning him. And rising up out of the synagogue, he entered into the house of Simon. But Simon's mother-in-law was suffering under a bad fever, and they asked him for her. And standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. and forthwith, standing up, she served them. And when the sun went down, all, as many as had persons sick with diverse diseases, brought them to him, and having laid his hands on every one of them, he healed them. And demons also went out from many, crying out and saying, Thou art the Son of God! And rebuking them, he suffered them not to speak, because they knew him to be the Christ. And when it was day, he went out, and went into a desert place, and the crowd sought after him, and came up to him, and would have kept him back that he should not go from them. But he said to them, I must needs announce the glad tidings of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for this I have been sent forth. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee.